Well, I'm with Jim Mallander, and Jim, congratulations through to the Aviva Premiership semi-finals, but crikey, 24-3 down at one stage, you must have been a little bit worried.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's a long way to come back from, and you know, we talked all week about Leeds coming down here, being desperate, giving it their all, and we also talked about the potential of a hangover from our big game last week, and so it proved. You know, we were terrible the first 20 minutes, our defence was just leaking, gaps all over, we couldn't look a hold of the ball, and you know, it was a real poor first 20 minutes. Fortunately, we got back in the game. You know, we scored before half time. And then the second half, we slowly put pressure on them and monopolised the second half.
And of course, credit, I guess, to Carnegie as well, because they've had a bit of a disappointing season, as we know. But the way they came out of the blocks, as much as you guys didn't quite deliver at the start, they certainly did.
Oh, without a doubt. And they proved that, you know, when they came down here in the LV competition earlier this year, that, you know, that they can play rugby and they can look to offload. And against any team, it's all about, you know, the mental side of things is so important. And if you're not fully 100% up for these games, there's always that chance of getting turned over.
And in terms of how things stand now, obviously you are through, and I know it's a way away yet, next weekend, but a trip to Leicester.
Yeah, it's something we can really look forward to, that, you know, it's the quality side, the champions, and to go to Welford Road is a very, very difficult ask, but we're playing well, and, you know, if you'd have asked us at the beginning of the season, you know, you've got a chance for semi-final in the playoffs, plus then the week after going for a European final, then we'd have taken it.
You look at those two teams we just mentioned, Jim, as well as Saracens and Gloucester, both very capable teams as well. Not an awful lot, I'd say, to choose between those four. It looks very open.
Yeah, I think so. And we said that, you know, this week we don't really care where we go, whether that be Saracens or Leicester. You know, they're good teams, they're playing well. But you've got to back yourself and hope that you can play well. And we've shown that this year, that on our big day we can turn up, and we can't wait for the game.
And just finally, in terms of today, just going back to where we began, kind of turning things around, the likes of Dylan Hartley coming on with his input, Stephen Myler kicking some key penalties at the end. Really important to have that kind of that experience on the bench to come on.
Yeah, it is, and we could have picked, you know, the same team that started last week, but it's the right thing to do to change it over. It keeps players fresh, it also gives players experience and game time. We haven't got the biggest squad, so it does players a lot of good to be experienced to this kind of rugby, so hopefully they'll all benefit for the experience of today.
Sleep well tonight?
Yeah, sleep well again. I sleep well most nights, to be honest, and it's always good to win.
Well done, pal.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure.